New Stuyahawks Water is back online. In mid-June, homes in the old HUD section of the village started losing water pressure and losing water altogether. More than 30 homes were affected. KDLG's Avery Lill has an update on the city's water situation.
An engineer from the Alaska Rural Utilities Collaborative arrived on July 5th to repair the well pump. Randall Hastings is the mayor of New Stuyahawk. He says the problem was exacerbated because the sensors that could have alerted the city to a problem in the well house earlier is broken.
The sensor that's on the water tank and in the water plant hasn't been working for over a year, and we've been waiting for a part from ANTHC for it that registers and lets us know how much water's in the tank. And with the system working, then we would have known there was something going on, and we could have probably fixed the problem sooner or prevented us from losing so much pressure that the whole upper village ran out of water.
The sensor remains broken, but the pump is fixed. It took the water tower a while to refill. On July 19th, the city began shutting off water 12 hours a day from 8 in the evening to 8 in the morning.
We had to shut everybody off because those that had water weren't conserving it enough to let the tank fill up.
New Stuyahawk homes were put on boil notice per Department of Environmental Affairs regulations.
Anytime you shut the system down or off and the water pressure drops, you have to put up a boil water notice as a precautionary measure, because if water pressure drops low enough, it would allow any kind of dirt or debris that penetrate a crack or a slight break in the line, and it could allow bacteria or whatever is in the dirt to get into the lines, and as long as the water pressure is up high, then nothing can get inside.
On July 25th, the city announced that it would no longer be shutting off water because the storage tank was 3/4 full. The storage tank is now entirely full and water pressure restored to all homes. However, the city will remain on boil notice until it's able to send a sample of the water to be tested in Dillingham. With the water running again, the city is turning its attention to a perennial problem: customers that aren't paying for their water. About 110 homes there are on city water, and the mayor estimates 20% of them are not paying for the service.
The way our system was set up in the past, long time ago, there's really no way to hardly shut anybody off. The very first houses that were ever built here, the shut-off valves are inside the house, so people aren't going to permit you to go in their house and shut them off.
The city is working to install water main curve valves, an external method for the city to shut off water on every home. That way, when customers stop paying, the city can stop supplying water. Another water problem is completely outside the city's control: the Nooshigak River. It's still running low, and it needs to see more rain upriver before it will be high enough for the first barge to make it to New Stuyahawk this year. One of the key items New Stuyahawk depends on the barge to carry is fuel. Businesses and residents' use of heating fuel is already limited, 50 gallons per month for businesses and 30 gallons per month for homes.
It's too limited. It's really dangerously getting low on stove oil, so hopefully the barge will be here soon.
But with a rainy end of July and more rain in the forecast for August, New Stuyahawk Limited anticipates a barge delivery in the next few weeks. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.